Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Kelly. Ben and Kelly here. Hi, good morning. Can I start over?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, hey, good morning. It's Ben and Kelly. Hi there, Kelly.
Hi there, Ben.
A lot of Kellys there.
I know. Just
my tongue got tied. I wasn't necessarily ready to speak yet,
so
I guess.
So many, yet all of them are the same.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. So many, yet all are the same.
Yes.
Very, very.
Okay.
Very profound, very true. 35 here this morning. It is Wednesday, March 27th. And I'll tell you, for the last probably 15 minutes, I've just been watching this video.
And already you're stuck in a wormhole?
It's not a wormhole. I just saw it. I was on Reddit this morning.
Okay. That's a fun place to be time of day.
Yeah. And I came across a baby hippo charging the cameraman.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Well, scary. I mean, it could be scary.
It's a baby hippo, but they're still big.
I'm going to show it to you.
Oh,
okay.
God.
By the way, I don't want you to miss out on this. You can text us the word hippo and we'll send it to you.
I was going to say, already?
H-I-P-P-O.
Is this something we save for later?
Well, we can do it later, too.
Well, all right.
But this, just to give you an idea, because, you know, I've been kind of here in the studio for a little while. Kelly walks in and we do a show.
Yeah.
So, for the past 15 minutes, I've just been watching this. Okay. It's a baby hippo.
Baby hippo.
There's no audio, so I'm not gonna go ahead and show you or you know, let you hear the sound.
So we're just gonna live on reactions here, like, yeah, hey. Well, that's a cat.
Yeah, you're right. It's a cat. But the Reddit thread is titled "Baby Hippopotamus Runs Aggressively Towards the Cameraman." And it's just a big chubby cat.
It's just a cat.
It's a big chubby cat.
Chunky cat.
And I'll say that I probably watched that. It just runs on loop. It's like a 4-second video.
So just been captivated.
It runs on loop. And the first time I saw this, I was like, huh.
Were you trying to like decipher if indeed
it was
a
real
hippo?
Baby hippo?
Are you?
Yes. I am, right? I am embarrassed.
Yeah.
I am embarrassed.
Oh, dear God.
By how long it actually took me
to really
kind of grasp that. No.
That's just a cat.
That's just a.
Okay.
So a cat.
You wanted to believe the headline.
I wanted to believe the headline.
Of the video that is indeed a hippo, but you just couldn't figure out a way to reconcile it because you're looking with your eyeballs and you know that's a cat.
I know it's a cat,
that's
but
a
it
cat.
Says baby hippopotamus.
Right. I get it. So then,
I'm just like,
then
okay.
The conundrum in your brain. You have
that's
infighting.
Right. Yeah.
You want to believe the Redditor. Who claimed, dubbed it even,
right.
Baby hippo.
Right. So yeah, Texas word hippo if you want just a little 4-second video.
But see, now, like, that keyword is just false information at this point.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the keyword's
hey,
false.
Hey, listen. It's not false.
It is a little.
No, that's the title of the Reddit headline.
Okay.
So
well, the title's
it's not,
false. It's all based in lies. It's
not,
a web of lies.
It is a web of lies.
It's
but
a web
I,
of lies.
I need people to be sucked into the web of lies like I was.
Did you do any other learning?
Oh, like hippopotamus mating?
How a baby hippopotamus might have been formed had that been a real baby hippopotamus.
Well, we probably should look.
That's what I figured would have sucked you in even more.
How do you even spell hippopotamus?
It just start typing hippo. It
hippopotamus
should,
mating.
It should finish it for you.
Ooh,
because
mating
that's
call?
What Google does.
Hippopotamus mating call?
Oh, that sounds fun.
Oh, 92.
How many views?
Okay, so this is...
Trust the one that's got the most
well,
views.
Well, I know, but the one that has the most views popped up is rhinos, and we're not... I don't know if I'm ready.
They're similar. Maybe they're even in the same family. I don't know. Who's that sticking their head up?
No, that's a crane.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Is this falsely labeled, too?
No.
Did we stumble across hippo mating videos and there's a crane?
A unique sound of hippos mating.
Oh.
Yes, a British narrator. I love this.
So, again, we learn alongside you.
Spontaneously, even. He looks like he's kind
of
given some eyes.
This chubby cat led us down the path to now we're looking at...
Actual hippos.
Hippopotamus mating videos on YouTube.
Hippopotamus.
There's not
a lot
of action happening here.
It's a little boring. Like,
yeah,
are
I was going to say, I need to get to the action part.
They're little...
Hippos form integral parts of the Okavango biosphere, the Okavango ecosystem.
Okay. Something looks like it's happening now. I know. He's like, okay, I'm going
to
follow
see
you.
See his live interaction between these animals.
Wait a second. Which one's the boy and which one's the girl?
I don't know. Can't really tell. Can't really look under their tail.
No, you can't. They're in water.
They're in the water, and I would be scared that they might, you know... You've seen a hippo pass gas, right?
Oh yeah. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Now action's happening.
Yeah. There's some action. It's just a lot of. There's not
directions in front of them.
Kind of splashing around. Is this a foreplay?
There we go.
Oh, they're having the discussions now.
There we go. Hang on.
I think he's whispering sweet nothings.
Hippos are such sedentary animals normally during the day, and it was great to see this type of interaction.
He's like,
wow, okay.
Hey, girl.
All right.
How you doing?
So is that the mating call?
I don't know.
Is that what we just heard?
We're just going to go ahead and accept that as fact.
This?
Sounds hot. God bless. What are people thinking that are just tuning in at this point?
What are they thinking? What a magical way to wake up.
It's not magical.
What a magical way to wake up.
What if this is their alarm clock right now? It just went off.
Listen.
And this is what they hear.
This is what they hear. Well, it's time to wake up. Hippo's mating.
Rise and shine. Wow. What has even happened? Well, it is hump day. So.
Sure.
Hope day.
Sure. So there you go.
There's a lot of people that are texting in hippo already, aren't they?
Why, absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
A listener texting says, sounds like me on chilly night.
Well, there you go. That sounds right. All right.
Isabel texts in and says, that's one fat cat. Yeah. Let's not forget the fact that the fat cat that was labeled as a baby hippo led us down the path to discover hippo mating this early.
What started it all. Okay.
I think it's that last little hippos.
That's what seals the deal. Hey, girl.
Wow.
How about you and me?
Okay. Guys, I think we've peaked.
Yeah, I really don't know where else we go.
I think the show has peaked. Yep. It's not even six and we've peaked already.
I don't know where we go.
Well, I do have a Florida naked story to get to.
That seems appropriate.
I do have Python down the pants story to get to.
Also an avenue we can explore after that.
We have Craigslist misconnections to get to.
Okay.
And we have a story straight out of Australia for setting the bar.
Oh, good day, mate. Good day. Okay.
All right.
We gonna have some shrimp on the bobby?
Listen.
I'm ready.
I'm not gonna rate the show yet.
Well, we're at a real solid start, so...
But I'm going to say that it's probably all downhill from here.
Okay.
All right.
So this is the 6.5 start out of 10. We're gonna take it down to about a 4.
Sure.
All right.
All right. Stay to the bar on the way. Good morning, guys. Yeah, 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 yeah. All I want, girl, is you strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. All I want, girl, come and strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Catching you up. We started the show watching a fat baby hippo charge the cameraman.
Well, no, it wasn't an actual hippo.
And then
it was a cat.
Went down the went down the wormhole of hippo mating. A text message from a listener. The cat isn't even really running toward the cameraman. It's running for a spot.
That's true.
Yeah, here's the thing. The whole thing is an actual lie.
It's complete
falsehood. The whole video is an actual lie.
It's just going to the porch.
Yeah.
That's all.
Chris texts in and says, how come when you played the hippo mating call?
Yeah. Sure.
All I can think of was Mark Wahlberg saying, that's messed up. That's someone's daughter. LOL.
Well, that's nature, friends.
That's nature.
Yeah.
Catching you up on the show.
Okay.
Like if you just tuned in and you're like, wow, what did I miss?
Yeah, well,
all right,
that's...
there you go.
It's been a lot so far. It's been a lot. Thanks, Reddit.
That's happened in the past 10 minutes.
Yeah, like so much that we thought, well, this is... I don't know where else to go.
I don't know where
here.
To go.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you where we're going to go.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Australia. All right? Setting the bar.
G'day, mate. Should we whip out some Fosters?
Are you Foster Australian for beer? Are you speaking in a British accent?
It's
Australian words.
It's like a hybrid.
Okay.
G'day, mate.
All right. Setting the bar. Australia making the show coming up. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. You can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX Radio. You can get full shows. You can get podcasts. And you can get live radio right there. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without farting so badly you get sued, you're doing okay.
Wow, that's a thing?
To Australia we go.
Okay.
Where?
Everything's bigger.
David has filed a lawsuit against his former company for bullying him while he was employed there, saying that his boss, Greg, who David referred to as Mr. Stinky, I'm not even lying. This is in the story.
All right. Okay. Official document, Mr. Stinky?
Yes, he referred to his boss, Greg, as Mr. Stinky, was the biggest offender and regularly thrust his bum and farted in his direction.
This is official language of the night.
So David's saying that they were trying to kind of like make his work environment unpleasant enough that he would just quit.
Oh, so this was aggressive on purpose farting. Right. This was not intestinal distress.
David is claiming,
okay,
to which he's suing for about $1.2 million.
Well, that's a lot. Okay.
So,
all right.
He said that Greg,
a.k.a. Mr. Stinky,
farted at him.
At him. You fart at people? Okay.
5 to 6 times a day, and it was so bad he had to spray deodorant at his boss. Now, listen, one court already threw out the case, was like, listen,
I'm not going to entertain the case.
No, exactly. Mr. Stinky.
Okay.
Open a window.
All right.
It's not, you can't be bullied by someone farting in your direction.
Okay.
All right.
Can you fart in someone's direction? Can you I guess you can wave it.
Over, well, I don't know. Crop dust.
All right.
I used to think that you could smell it up before anybody got there.
That is impossible.
I know. That was that was my younger self thinking that was possible.
Uh-huh.
But another court of appeals is expected to decide the case this week.
Oh, he's still mulling it over.
So David filed a lawsuit.
He's got a chance.
Suing his former boss for over $1.2 million because of farting.
All right. So, okay. Wow. Any other employees jumping in the fray? Like Team Mr. Stinky, Team David?
Doesn't say.
Okay. But I feel like those could be like keys to the case.
That's your setting the bar, guys.
Wow.
If you can manage to make it through the day without dropping some wolf bait so bad that you get sued.
That's impressive.
You're doing okay.
That is, what are you eating, sir? Can we look at Greg's diet? A.K.A. Mr. Stinky.
That is setting the bar.
All right.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Brought to you by Kentucky School Service, your school supplies authority.
Buy more for your classroom. Visit locations in Louisville and E-Town online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Okay, sorry we're late. We'll get to this now.
Get your hands on that Louisville loot. Here's your winning word.
Lincoln.
Okay, L-I-N-C-O-L-N.
You got
Lincoln.
It. Lincoln. Get that into the website, WDJX.com, okay, Lincoln? Lincoln.
I sense a trend for today's words.
Lincoln.
Schools.
Lincoln.
Just that's a little pro tip for the rest of the day. At least for the foreseeable future for us.
All right.
I was thinking Abraham Lincoln.
That's
I mean, that's what the school's named after.
Okay,
there you go.
That's the main notable Lincoln that we refer to when we're talking about.
There's a Lincoln Elementary.
Sure.
Yeah.
So anyways, Lincoln, L-I-N-C-O-L-N. Get that in, WDJX.com. You could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single day. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. I saw this yesterday. It was too late, though, in the show to actually talk about it, though. This hospital in Maine, I should say.
Yeah.
The Maine Medical Center posted this photo on Facebook. 9 nurses, all pregnant, at at the labor and delivery section.
What is going on in the water there?
Right?
Oh, my.
Nine of the nurses are expecting babies between April and July. They all got their bumps. They're all labor and delivery nurses.
Wow.
So it's like...
That's perks of the job, is it not?
What?
Labor and delivery nurses?
And yeah.
Then you're going to need the services that you provide on a daily basis. That's fun.
Well, and what you say is actually true. They plan on joining each other in the delivery room.
Sure.
For support.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
They are going to have to deal with quite a few maternity leaves all around the same time.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough for the staffing. But fun times.
Yeah.
So many babies.
And the babies can be friends.
Absolutely. They're all going to be besties.
They're going to have a common story to tell.
They're being born into friendship.
Yep. So obviously everybody's excited that they're going through this experience together. And
we're going to need to see all the pictures of all the babies.
Yeah, all the babies.
Born.
Yeah. In between what? April and July, I guess we'll start seeing them pop up.
Fun stuff.
I would say by the end of July, after they've all been born, they'll probably line them all up for
big group shot.
A nice big old group shot.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, there you go. Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 65. Going to be a nice day today. Even nicer tomorrow. 72 your high. But then rain goes into the forecast for Friday, Saturday, and maybe even Sunday. So there you go. It's 36 right now. This Friday is the big old Project Prom. At the Kentucky Derby Museum.
There's like over 800 dresses that people have donated to New Yale. They've cleaned them all up. It's going to be crazy. We're going to get a big lesson in what it's like to run a store. Because
it all benefits Maryhurst.
Yes.
So you can come, you can pick out a dress for $10.
$10.
Yeah, and it benefits Maryhurst. So.
And we get to play store. So, we're kind of running this whole thing. So,
pretty cool there.
Interesting. So, like, from hanging dresses to helping you try them on to all the stuff.
Yeah, we're getting our hands dirty for this one.
Sure. You know what? I got my Disney, my daughter's Disney Princess cash register and stuff. And I've been practicing at home with my kids. Just so I know what it's like to work retail. I've never really worked retail.
All right.
I worked in restaurants.
Look at you.
But I haven't worked retail before. I'm a little nervous.
You're learning things.
I'm not even actually going to be checking people out.
No, you're
just
not.
I'm just going to help set up. But whatever.
I'm practicing. I get it. Anyways, that is on Friday from 4 to 8 out at the Kentucky Derby Museum there. So if you want more information, WDGX.com. We got all the information there. But it's support Maryhurst. Get an evening gown on the cheap.
Yes.
Pretty good stuff there.
Awesome.
DJX. DJX. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX and you can get live radio, you can get our podcast, all that stuff right there.
Man, you want to talk about some fun stuff?
Man, that Jussie Smollett case.
Dude.
It came down yesterday. I remember you walked into my office and you were like,
what?
Guess what just happened?
Okay. So the Chicago prosecutor that decided to drop all 16 felony charges.
Yeah, he was facing 48 years in prison
48
or something?
Years in prison for lying to police.
Yeah.
So the Chicago prosecutor who decided to drop the charges admits he doesn't think that the actor is innocent. So he's not saying he didn't do it.
Does dropping the charges vindicate him?
No.
Does it exonerate him?
No.
Do you believe that he is innocent?
I do not believe he's innocent.
Okay.
All right. So you believe he's guilty?
Yes.
So why drop the charges?
Yeah. Yeah. Good question.
That is a really
great
we're
follow-up.
All asking all right. that question.
All right. Good follow-up.
Okay.
Based on all the facts and circumstances, based on his lack of criminal background, I mean, we defer or do alternative prosecutions. In the last 2 years, we've done it on 5,700 other felony cases.
Okay,
he sounds real nervous, does he not? He sounds real, like, he's like, he knows
he's saying
real bad.
He said a lot of words that I didn't really understand.
What it comes down to is they have too many other violent crimes in Chicago to deal with.
All right.
So that's really what it comes down to. But Rahm Emanuel,
he's
really upset about that.
This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice and sends a clear message that if you're in a position
of influence and power,
you'll
get treated one way. Other people will be treated another way. There is no accountability then in the system. It is wrong. Full stop.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
They're basically just saying, okay, well, you can break the law and it's fine. Like, he paid 10% of the $100,000 bond, did a couple hours of community service. Call it a day.
All right.
They did point out that, you know, the state attorney, Kimberly Fox, was exchanging text messages with a member of Jussie's family. So she had removed herself. And then that was at the request of a Smollett family friend who is Michelle Obama's former chief of staff. So again, the whole connection, you know, rich people, all the things. In light of the
Obamas had anything to do with this.
No, but they're saying it points to the theory of if you are a well-known,
that goes back to what Rahm Emanuel said, is like, hey, if you have power and influence, then you get benefits.
It's the power and the influence.
Okay, so there you go. Fun stuff.
Now, that said, there could still be some federal charges to deal with because of the whole
mail fraud
letter that he may have sent himself a week before the fake attack. So. There you go. You can read all about it.
If he gets busted on mail fraud and not on the other thing, I mean, that's kind of fun.
Wow.
All right.
Is it fun?
It's all fun.
Okay. WDJX.com.
At least we're talking about this and it's out of Chicago. We're not like going, oh man, you know, Mayor Fisher had to issue a statement. And like it's not a Louisville thing, you know?
Sure.
We don't get to wear this scarlet letter.
The Chicago police are mad.
Yeah, well,
they are.
I understand.
Yeah.
All right. So there you are. Thank you, Kelly.
Okay.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Ah, we have fun. We have fun here on the show.
Fun.
We have fun.
Fun.
Here on the show.
Fun.
Sometimes I get a phone. Sometimes I call people.
Sir, you cannot bring a monkey in here.
Okay. Well, not right.
Well, is there a sign posted?
There probably wasn't a sign.
Okay.
So anyways, phone tap coming up here in just a few.
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Jackie is to blame for this one.
Sure.
She said, hey, I'd love it if you play a prank on my coworker, Keisha. Now, I don't want to say where we work, but she's at the front desk at a government office building.
Okay.
Her birthday's coming up this week. I think it'd be great if you call her with one of your phone taps. She's very professional.
That's good.
I think if you push her enough, you're going to see the real Keisha come out, LOL.
All right. Well, welcome, Keisha, to your very first phone tap.
Office. This is Keisha. How can I direct your call?
Hi there, Keisha. It's Robert Hasenpepper here. I have a couple of questions, hoping maybe you could help me answer.
Okay.
I'm going to be there tomorrow for a meeting, and I wanted to check on your building policy about service animals.
You want to bring a service animal to a meeting here?
That is correct.
Like a seeing eye dog?
Well, no, not exactly. This is an emotional support animal, you see.
Oh, yeah, okay. We've had people bring in a dog or something with like a little vest.
Right. Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure you guys had a policy there in place and I wasn't going to have any issue or difficulty.
I don't know what our exact policy is, but I've seen people do it here.
Okay, so it's okay for me to bring an emotional support animal there for my meeting. I can bring Gypsy.
Gypsy? Is that your dog?
Well, no, ma'am. Gypsy is my emotional support horse.
A horse?
That is correct. I've had her for 2 years now, and I bring her everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
You bring your horse into a meeting?
Gypsy, you see, is very well behaved.
No. Wait a minute. You can't be bringing a big old horse in here. That's, like, crazy. This is a government building.
Well, ma'am, it's not a full-size horse, you see. It's a miniature horse.
A baby horse?
No, you're not understanding me. It's fully grown, but it's a miniature horse. It's a special breed.
Okay, well, how big is it?
Well, you see, Gypsy is about 2.5 feet tall. Really cute, and she keeps me calm.
Well, I'm not going to be calm if I see a horse walking in here. I'm sorry. Sir, you can't bring a horse to a meeting.
It's a miniature horse.
Well, this is a full-size building, and you still can't bring a horse in here.
Well, Keisha, you could think of it like a big dog.
Can you put a saddle on this horse? A little saddle?
Actually, I have a little monkey that rides on my horse, too.
Sir, you cannot bring a monkey in here.
Well, I won't bring the monkey, ma'am. Just Gypsy.
Sir,
Ma'am, you know the Americans with Disabilities Act says that a miniature horse can qualify as a service animal.
That's facts.
Do you even have a disability, sir?
Well, not exactly, but I do have a miniature horse.
Uh-oh.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry. I'm going to hang up now.
Keisha, I just want to go to my meeting, and I want to bring Gypsy along so that I can stay calm.
What department is this meeting in?
Well, I'm not exactly sure the name of the department. It's whichever department oversees the licenses for radio stations.
Radio stations?
Yes, ma'am. Radio stations. Like 99.7 DJX.
Keisha, it's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX. Jackie set you up for a phone tap.
Are you playing with me? We're on the radio right now.
Keisha.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? That was the craziest call. I was like, what is going on?
This is a full-size building.
Listen.
And you can't bring
you
a miniature horse.
You cannot bring a miniature horse.
She's my spirit animal with her sass level.
Yeah. I want to see a picture, though, of the monkey riding the horse.
Right. Text message from a listener. Robert and Keisha are killing me this morning. Savannah texts in, oh, my God, I love this girl. Yeah, Keisha was totally a great sport. There you are. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up. Another opportunity for you to get in on that $1,000 with Louisville Loot. That's right around 7 o'clock.
We do that every hour up through midnight.
Yep.
6 a.m. to midnight every day, people. It's a lot of words to write down.
And before that, Florida making the show combined with a naked show. So congratulations. Two for one.
Wow.
Two for one.
Florida naked?
Two for one.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That sounds accurate. I don't even know what's happening yet,
well,
but that sounds
that's
fun.
That's an eyewitness. So that's all on the way before 7 on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, TheBenAndKellyShow.com to stream or just smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX radio. It seems like almost every day we have a story that highlights the state of Florida, this state that Kat was born and raised.
It makes me feel like I'm at home still.
Yeah, yeah. So Florida making the show. And then also, it seems like quite often we feature someone who has lost their clothes on the show. This, congratulations, is both.
Oh, my God. It goes on here freaking on 95.
Yeah, I-95, okay. The big interstate that rolls right through Florida.
Richard Griffin of Brevard County says he's sure no one would believe him without seeing the video he shot Friday.
Okay, yeah. What sort of video are you shooting, sir? I'm assuming, since I said this includes both a naked and a Florida story, it's going to be something similar.
Okay.
The other thing was is that the lady was pretty calm about the whole thing of, you know, when walking across the street.
Yeah, she was walking across I-95 naked. That's not the only part of this story, though.
Even though there was, you know, there's vehicles going by.
Look again. A red car comes within a couple of feet.
Yeah, so like, and no one's slowing down. Everybody just going, man, Florida, you know. And they just keep going.
Then a pickup comes very close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but to be fair, I don't know what I would have done. If I was like driving on I-95,
You would have kept going. You would have been like, someone else is going to handle that.
I probably would have.
And just after she crosses, a semi barrels by. Whoa. But I'll bet you didn't notice this. The guy who's with her is carrying a dog.
Oh, yeah, there's a dog.
There's a dog.
There's a dog involved, too.
And the naked lady.
Griffin says the two went across all six lanes of the highway near Flagler Beach to catch that dog, which possibly had escaped from their car.
Okay,
but why is she naked?
Right? Do you have to remove your clothes to get the dog? I don't know.
Does it make her more aerodynamic to cross the
maybe? You're right. Right. Less wind resistance if there's clothes, right?
How did they make it six lanes over and six lanes back?
That's
valid.
Impressive.
Valid question.
Very impressive.
With the dog and the lady was naked and nobody got in an accident.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
nobody crashed.
This is kind of an amazing story.
It's miraculous, even.
She seemed very comfortable. Absolutely.
All right. Nothing to see here. Business as usual.
Hey, you know what? If I'm going to have to go and chase after my stupid dog, I'm at least going to be comfortable.
Oh, okay.
Facebook posters lost no time expressing their opinions.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is the news guy going to dive into the Facebook comments on this?
Yes, should. Facebook by theater.
Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's explore.
One called it the most epic moment in Florida history.
Oh, wow. That's saying a lot because Lofty. Florida is a lot.
Lofty.
Florida's a lot.
Another said it must have been a triple dog dare.
Triple dog dare. Okay, that was okay.
Jokes. Good job, Florida.
Jokes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That probably sums it up pretty well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I am really shocked that nobody got in a just even like going, did I just see that and cause an accident just from the rubbernecking that probably happened?
The best part of the story?
Yeah.
They drove off with their dog.
They got the dog.
No one knows why the woman was naked.
Riding off into the sunset.
And the highway patrol has no idea who they are.
They lived happily ever after. We're assuming they lived happily ever after.
If she got out of the car that comfortable, walking across the street naked. Why is she naked? She must have been doing the thing.
I don't know.
She's living the YOLO life.
Oh, my God.
Right.
So congratulations, Florida.
Wow.
You're making the show.
Dang.
And added bonus, there's a dog and a naked woman.
Sure.
So there you
go. And 6 lanes of traffic there and back.
There you go. Wow. Florida, making the show.
Oh, my God.
I'm DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Impressive.
Coming up, it is another winning word for Louisville Loot, okay?
Okay. Did you get the one last hour?
Hopefully you
Write
did.
It down.
Yeah.
Keep a notebook.
Louisville Loot on the way. Chance for you to win $1,000 by the end of the day. Good.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's the remix. I didn't know I needed. Wait, you're gonna have to make that a regular occurrence because I'm not gonna be able to hear that song anymore without hearing that.
I am a professional broadcaster. I would never soil the sanctity of these professional songs that we play on the radio.
Every day.
On 99.7 DJ.
Oh, that was perfection.
Welcome to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Listen, do we give Owen Wilson credit now for being featured on the song? I feel like we should.
That's the remix featuring Owen Wilson. Brought to you by Kentucky School Service, school supplies and learning tools for everyone. Visit locations in Louisville and E-Town online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
That struck me.
Sorry.
I'll warn you next time. Okay.
I'll warn you next time.
Oh, that just hit me. Out
Get your hands on that Louisville loot. Here's your winning word.
All right. Winning word is manual.
Manual. Hang on. I got to look.
Last hour was Lincoln. This hour, okay, manual.
Look at that. There's a theme for today.
There you go.
M-A-N-U-A-L. Manual.
Manual. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. You could be a winner. Just like Sherry was yesterday.
Sherry was excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Sherry was excited.
$1,000?
Yeah, $1,000 coming your way, uh-huh. Sherry.
Oh, my God. Wow. Unreal.
What is she saying, Sherry?
I only did it one time, first time.
Wow.
You only did what one time, Sherry?
Wait.
What'd you do? What'd you do only one time? Speaking to the other end of the phone, Sherry.
I only did it one time.
Does she know that she doesn't have to have the phone in her mouth?
She only did it one time.
Okay.
Well, good. Well, there you go. Okay. Congratulations to Sherry, obviously, here on 99.7 DJX. You can be $1,000 richer by the end of the day, just like Sherry. Only did it.
I just dropped my phone. I'm losing it.
I only did it one time.
You made me snort. I can't.
All right, feel good.
Oh, my God.
All right, feel good stories.
Oh.
Do this every single hour, powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. You want to do the Keanu Reeves story?
Listen, Keanu Reeves ended up on an excellent adventure. This is like real life ripped out of one of his movies. First it was kind of like Speed, and then it ended up like Bill and Ted. Here's what happened. Okay. Keanu found himself on a commercial flight from San Francisco to Southern California.
Right.
It ended up having to make an emergency landing in Bakersfield.
Okay.
So they made it safely to a closed airport. That's all fine and good. But then they had to figure out how to get everyone to L.A., which is about 2 hours away. So there was a freelance cartoonist on the flight named Brian Ray who decided, you know, I'm going to document this whole thing.
Sure.
So according to him, and he kind of put a lot of this up on his Instagram story, he said, so I got on a plane with Keanu. He was very pleasant, took photos, talked with about the latest project with two very enthusiastic airline employees.
Yeah.
We boarded. He sat 2 rows up. I fell asleep. Then all of a sudden, our plane with Keanu was diverted to Bakersfield.
Okay.
And so do you think that maybe at that point he got all Hollywood and was just like, listen, I got to get to L.A. You got to get me there faster. Nope. He asked questions. He helped us sort out the situation, gave options to passengers.
Nice.
In fact, ended up hopping on a van for the 2-hour ride to L.A. He read facts about Bakersfield.
Oh.
And played country music with the strangers on the van with him. Like, total excellent Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure style.
Wow.
He said it's a population about 3,800,000. Makes it the, sorry, 380,000. Makes it the 9th most popular city in California. The 52nd most popular city in the nation.
So Keanu dropping facts on
dropping them? Facts about Bakersfield.
Wow.
Singing some country songs. Having a great time on the 2-hour van ride.
All right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Welcome to Learning
Hashtag
Corner.
Road trip goals.
Look at that.
It's all up at WDJX.com. He's right. Awesome.
Cool. That's your feel good. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Ellie Goulding, your Khalid, and then Craigslist Misconnections coming up. Where... 99.7 DJX. Louisville Loop winning word, manual. Make sure you're getting that into the website at WDJX.com. Manual. Manual, manual. There you go. Got a text message from Kara. Why do I relate to you guys more than anyone else? Love the morning laughs. I don't know.
Yes, we're idiots.
We're idiots, maybe.
We make you feel smart, I'm sure.
That's probably what it is, definitely. Kelly hit the nail on the head right there. All right, 716 here at 99.7 DJX. On the way here in about 20 minutes, Craigslist Misconnections. Before 8, got to get to this Python down the pants story.
I'm sorry. You need to, like... Warning. Warning first before
warning.
Say something like that. So
Python down
nonchalant.
The pant on the way.
Okay.
That's really graphic.
You know.
And aggressive.
Here's the thing. I just thought about this. As you said, you know, you got to warn us before you say something so nonchalant like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do we see and experience on a day-to-day, weekly basis that makes us so desensitized to say things like that?
I think we're living in crazy times. We are. Can we sum that up? We're living in crazy times.
So, I mean, we just had the Florida Naked Frogger.
Right.
You know? I mean, we already got into hippo mating earlier in the show.
Oh, God. Because of a cat. We got into hippo mating because of a cat.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay, hang on. For those of you who didn't catch the beginning of the show. The beginning of the show, I drop on Kelly the fact that I had been watching for about 15 minutes before the show started.
You shouldn't get here so early. You get into trouble.
Reddit, there's a Reddit thread that if you want to text us the word hippo, H-I-P-P-O, we'll send it to you. There's a Reddit thread that I came across. And the title of the Reddit thread, the title says, baby hippopotamus runs aggressively towards the cameraman. And I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah, you're going to click.
Hippos are aggressive.
Yes,
too.
They are.
That is clickbait. I'm taken.
And I'm not even thinking it's clickbait. So I'm sitting there and I see, and I'm looking, it's like a 4-second loop of this animal running towards the cameraman. And I'm like, oh, that is a hippopotamus.
That's not a hippo.
And then it's not. No, it's just a fat cat.
It's clear. And the fat cat.
And the cat isn't even running aggressively towards the cameraman. It's just running for a spot on the porch.
It's just
so
the porch.
So the entire thing is a lie. The entire thing is clickbait. But I've been watching it for about 15 minutes before the show started.
He's trying to make the connection be like, is it a hippo, though?
I know.
Like, and he's trying to make the cat into a hippo in his brain because that's what the title says.
Well, that's also what it looks like. Expecting.
And I'm embarrassed at how many times I watched the video before, like, just going, okay, no, that's actually a cat. No, so then it led us down the path of mating and hippos. No. And we came across the sound of hippo call, a mating call. Wow.
It sounds like, kind of
like a duck. Sounds like a duck.
Or a goat. I don't know. Doesn't that sound like a goat?
We learn together on the show. Sometimes things happen spontaneously and organically here on the show.
Like, it's supposed to say baby hippo, and he's like, well, how are baby hippos made? And then that's how you go down that path.
Yeah, there it is. I mean, you hear that, you know things are happening.
Oh, God. Someone right now.
But
is rolling over to that sound in their alarm clock.
So yeah,
somewhere, that's happening.
So yeah, I mean, again, like text us word hippo if you want to see really? what I was captivated with this morning before the show started for like literally 15 minutes. I was all in.
The keyword's based in lies.
I was all in. I know the entire thing is based in lies. The entire thing's clickbait. It's clickbait.
To follow Kelly's comment about people are waking up to this, Ashley texted, "Can you yell at my girls? They'll get out of bed." Well, they just woke up to that noise.
Hey, girls.
Good morning.
Morning, sunshine.
Morning. There you go. All right. Welcome to the show. Oh, my God. By the way, you can catch up on the show at any time. Click on the podcast, WDJX.com.
How do people do radio shows without the internet? How did that happen?
I don't know. I mean, before at the touch of our fingers, before we could be a part of the community of thousands and thousands of people who watched hippos mating.
Yeah.
I mean, before all that, what were we to do?
How do people even live?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
All right. It's 7:20 here at 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I don't even know what we're doing. Well, Craigslist misconnections coming up.
Listen, you don't say it like that.
Sorry, when you have a connection with someone and you have really no way to follow up in the moment, so you want to follow up later.
Yeah, maybe you're too busy cleaning up the puke next to the pinball machine.
Maybe.
And you don't have the time at that point.
Maybe.
You got a plan B.
Plan B is Craigslist missed connections. That's on the way. About 15 minutes on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Get to some text messages here. You can always text us, 502-571-9970. From a listener, "I've learned to expect the unexpected from you. But this has taken it to a new level of unexpected." I mean, I'm assuming she or he is referring to hearing the glorious song of hippos mating.
That's a dance of love right there.
That's a dance of love.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's nature.
It is nature.
Beautiful.
Learn together.
Okay.
Another text from a listener talking about being desensitized to stuff. "I'm a mailman. I see some crazy stuff."
Oh, I bet.
Wow.
Wow.
I bet the stories you have as a mailman, like walking up on houses, because I remember coming down the stairs completely naked, and the front door was open, and it was just like the screen door that was there.
It's showing full glass
door. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And right as the mailman was walking up to my house,
that's a lot of Ben
and
Davis.
I was like,
and he was like, "Ugh."
Yeah. I mean, I've said on the show several times that we're kind of a naked house, like, you know.
Yeah, no, we know.
No clothes, don't care, you know?
You
so,
do laundry naked.
Sure.
Barely you answer the door naked.
I didn't answer the door.
Well,
but I was caught because our stairs come right down to the front door.
Would
so
you look at him like, "No." And he's all like,
"I just
no."
Like, I don't know what I can't remember. I think I just ran back upstairs.
He passed out.
That poor guy has probably seen so many
very
naked
men. Yeah, I'm
before.
Sure there's
do
there's
they
a
have
lot of
counseling and you know,
in mailman school.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, they
probably
need it.
Should.
Yeah.
For
maybe.
Some of the things that they witness.
Speaking of like experiencing people and having experiences with people, sometimes you come across a person and you're like, you're smitten.
Yes. You might find the love of your life at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh. Right there at Whack-A-Mole. Didn't even know it.
Or playing pinball at Z-Bar. I mean, you don't know.
And hey, that makes sense.
Here's the thing. Maybe you're not in the right frame of mind or the space to like ask for their name or their Instagram handle.
It always hits you when you least expect it.
Yeah, so
sometimes
you
don't know what to do with that.
Craigslist. Write them a little love sonnet.
Right off into the sunset together.
That's Craigslist misconnections coming up here next. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, sometimes when you have an experience with someone, you just don't know how to get back in touch with them, so you go to Craigslist to the misconnection section. You write them a little love note.
You make this sound so normal.
Yeah, in the hopes that they just happen upon the same thing and you guys can reconnect.
Of course, because that's what everybody thinks to do.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
Z-Bar pinball going to Zanzibar.
Okay.
Okay. You and some dude were playing the Pirates machine. I was sloppy drunk trying to play Ghostbusters right next to you. I do remember, though, I thought you was adorable, and that dude looked like a tool bag. Sorry if that's your brother or your cousin, spelled C-U-S-I-N.
Okay.
And sorry I puked a little. Ew. Every time you shouted, in frustration at the pinball machine,
oh my God.
I smiled a bit.
Oh, jeez.
I lick your style.
I lick your style.
I think you meant like, I think that's the title. I lick your style. I think you meant like, oh, yeah.
Wow. That just got aggressive.
Oh, lick is gross.
Okay. She was real intense about the pinball.
It's Craigslist missed connections. Chuck E. Cheese chick, man for woman. You were at Chuck E. Cheese on Saturday at the same time. I noticed you early on having your way at the whack-a-mole. I can only assume you were taking out some frustrations from an ex on those poor, unsuspecting robot moles. But then Mr. Chuck E. came out and you cut a rug something fierce before gut-checking a stocky little fella like WWE SmackDown style diving to get a shirt full of tickets.
Gut check the kid to get more tickets. What? I mean,
that was pretty genius.
Wow.
Using your shirt to stockpile, but I admit, I did see some of your lady lumps. That was better than the pizza, and that pizza is tasty.
Oh, it is tasty.
Yeah, it is.
The best part is I never saw you with a kid. That was,
where's her kid? Where's her kid?
That was just your Saturday night, and I need that in my life. I'm going back next Saturday without my kid.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be the one with the John Cena shirt on at the skee ball.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
From what? Zanzibar?
Yeah, to, pinball at the Zanzibar to the whack-a-mole.
At Chuck E. Cheese.
And skee-ball at Chuck E. Cheese.
We hope these people can find one another.
She was stockpiling the tickets in her shirt. That's genius.
Gut-checking the stocky little fella like WWE SmackDown.
Oh, my gosh. Don't be taking out kids.
Again, we just hope these people can find one another.
Oh, she sounds sweet.
Does she even have a kid?
No, apparently not. She's like to hang out at Chuck E. Cheese to get prizes.
Craigslist. Missed connection.
Yes. Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, Python down the pants time on the way.
What?
All right, give us 10 minutes. On 99.7 DJ Rex. 99.7 DJ X, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text messages at 502-571-9970. We were just talking about a text from a mailman that we got who said, I've seen some stuff. I got a text from a listener who said, I have a friend who is highly allergic to poison ivy, more than normal. She was walking around naked in her house midsummer, all windows open, oven mitts on, and hives all over her body. Mailman came and needed her to sign for a package through a screen door. Man.
Oh, my gosh.
What a...
You're not safe even when you're home.
No.
No?
That's rough.
Close those windows.
Like, okay, I'm gonna close my eyes. I'm just going to pass this package through. I'm just going to need you to sign for it, ma'am. I need you to sign for it.
Through the screen door.
I need them to write a book.
That's rough.
I would buy it.
All right, coming up next, it is the Python Down the Pants story.
Oh, God.
I hope it delivers for you.
Why'd you have to
move? After Sam Smith, DJX. I don't want to 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. All right, congrats, Detroit. You're making the show.
This morning for a man caught on camera stealing a 4-foot snake, stuffing it down his pants.
Mm. Okay, all right, okay, wow. Okay, all right. When you come up with this plan, your idea to get it out is to stuff it in your pants.
It happened at I Love My Pets Pet Store in Rockwood. Yeah. Surveillance video shows the man reaching into the python's cage.
Yeah. Guy okay. walked through. Reached into the python's cage
before putting it in his pants and just casually walking away.
Casually. Wow. Yeah, sure.
Wow.
All right.
What if here's the thing. I know that snakes and pythons, they like warmth. They like the warmth, right?
Okay. So
yeah, they like little hot lamps in their cages.
Yeah. So do you think...
He figured this would make them comfortable?
Yeah. Do you think that he was thinking, okay, if I'm going to steal this snake, this is the spot that I'm going to put it. Because if I stick it under my shirt, maybe not necessarily as warm and muggy as it might be, you know,
maybe slightly more
pants.
Obvious.
Two employees told us the python had just been adopted and was getting ready to go to his new home.
No.
The exact same day it was stolen.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
The last thing we were expecting was to check the video and take a closer look and see a man putting it down the front of his pants.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Well, they like the lava lamps. It's a little too dark down there.
Well, listen. We were not expecting that.
No, I don't think you are expecting to see a guy shove a python down his pants.
I'm not entirely sure I smell premeditation in this. Like, I feel like
you think it was
this was more
spontaneous?
Of an impulse, spontaneous decision on the guy's part. I don't know if he walked in there thinking, I'm going to steal me a python today. I don't know. Maybe he did.
At all. And we just couldn't fathom the way that someone could sneak a snake that big out of a store. Like,
wow. All yeah. Right. That's valid.
How big was the guy and how big were his pants?
Well, investigators could use a good tip. If you know anything, you're asked to call the Rockwood Police Department.
He wasn't wearing skinny jeans, was he?
He would know. You can't wear skinny. You're walking out. Wow. This guy really likes the pet store.
Right.
And I know
he's
we're all thinking.
Really excited the pet store.
Oh, we're all thinking that.
It could.
We're thinking it.
It could.
We're
bite.
Thinking.
Yeah. Right. I know. Yeah. If that python gets a little uncomfortable, then he's going to get a little uncomfortable.
Oh, boy.
So there you go. There's your python down the pants story.
Let's hope that he put the head towards the feet.
Down the whole skinny leg?
Maybe. I'm choosing to think he thought far enough in advance to not have the head of the snake close to the top of the pants.
So when he kind of takes his thumbs and like peeks in just to see what the snake's
doing,
if the head's up by his waist, then it's like, hello. Wow. Maybe he doesn't want to see that. Maybe he just wants to see the tail.
Snakes talk.
I mean,
hello. Where are you taking me, sir? Hey, you're not my new family.
There you go. Detroit making the show. 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, brought to you by Kentucky School Service. School supplies, learning tools for everyone.
Locations Louisville, E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Louisville Loot.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
Mail.
I see what we're doing here. There's a theme. M-A-L-E. Mail.
M-A-L-E.
So you're keeping track. You'll notice we've been listing out some schools.
Yeah, don't do it like the letters you get in the mail.
No.
It's mail like male, female. Or
male
the
high school. Exactly.
M-A-L-E, mail. That is your Louisville Loot winning word. Get that in. WDJX.com. And you could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day, just like who? Sherry? Just like Sherry was yesterday.
Sherry.
99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour, powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city, RaiseFord.com. Azzy, the story of 15-year-old high schooler by the name of Azzy. It started off kind of sad because he was bullied so much, he had to switch schools.
Oh,
goodness. Too much nowadays.
Yeah, moved, in fact, to a Tennessee high school down there and to a new school after being bullied at his old school for so long. Now, his new classmates kind of heard about Azzy's past.
His new classmates were aware that he'd been bullied, so they wanted to do something nice for him.
Okay, so that's kind of cool. Something
absolutely
nice.
So two buddies walked in carrying gifts. Azzy had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, so two of his classmates just kind of walk in with a couple presents there into the classroom.
We got you some stuff because of like how generous you are, everything you do.
And the moment he saw new Nike sneakers that his classmates had chipped in to buy.
Yeah, all his classmates kind of chipped in, bought him some new shoes.
Ugly cry.
The tears started flowing.
Yes.
This is nothing, Azzy. All the stuff you've done for everyone in this class, you deserve way more than this.
Oh my gosh.
Azzy whispers his gratitude.
Thank you.
Yeah, such a sweet story.
Such good humans.
But there's more. Another classmate gave him new clothes, and then came a warm pat on the back.
Those tears were pure joy.
Yeah, there you go. That was Azzy. Yeah. So, you know, it looks like he's in a good spot now.
Yes, what a good example of when kids can be so good to each other and lift each other up. That is the way that you should treat your friends in school.
Yep. You can see the story if you want. WDJX.com. I got a poster right there.
Grab some tissues, though.
It's a good one. Legit. Yeah, there you are. Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford there on 99.7 DJX. Oh, she's sweet, but sweet, but a psycho. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey, by the way, we're going to be hanging out at Buckhead on the River again for
Thunder, 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 Thunder.
That's right.
Thunder Party.
Thunder Party is coming. And, of course, Thunder is what, the 13th? It's kind of a little
April
bit early.
13th.
April 13th.
Thunder, Thunder, Thunder. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Right over there in southern Indiana, Jeffersonville, Buckhead on the River. Kelly and I and the crew.
99.7 DJX time.
Going to be hanging out. Man, we got tickets, general admission tickets, I think, next week to give away. So that's pretty cool.
Bring the kids for aggressive yet family fun.
Aggressive yet family fun. The Air Show.
Snacks on snacks buffet style.
Oh, yeah. So Buckhead hanging out. Partner with Buckhead plenty of times. Always a great place to see Thunder.
Yeah, they keep inviting us back, which is always surprising.
I know. I feel hashtag blessed. So there you go. More details soon at WDJX.com. We're kind of just like dangling the bait in front of you right now. Just know that next week we'll start giving away those tickets to join
us. Pencil us in. Make your tentative plans to be with us.
Okay.
Tentative plans.
That's great. That's great. Hey, can we talk about this story coming up next about what's her face writing a song about her daughter?
Are you trying to come up with Kristen Bell in your brain?
Yep.
Okay. We should.
That's right.
Because it's delicious.
All right, after 5 seconds of summer. 99.7 DJX. Louisville Loot. Remember the word M-A-L-E. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. You could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day, just like Sherry Smith was.
$1,000?
That's right, Sherry. $1,000.
Oh, my God. Wow. Unreal.
I know. Yeah. Talking to the other end of the phone, though, Sherry. Yeah. Come on. Come on.
I only did it one time, first time.
What? Oh. Wow. What?
You sassy, sassy
that
thing.
That could be
you.
Taken out of context.
First time Sherry saw a man naked?
Stop it. Stop it.
First time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So yeah, male, M-A-L-E, is the word to get in at WDJX.com. So Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell. Listen, you know she's funny. She's hilarious. This seems like perfectly suited for her. So her 3-year-old daughter. Well, she had a little oopsies. She let a little toot escape.
Okay.
And so now it's been created into a song. So she got her friend Bob Mervac.
All right.
Got in the studio, and I'm not talking like just her singing a little guitar. They have a full on like symphony.
Nice.
This is Oopsies, and it's available on iTunes.
Oopsies, oopsies, oopsies. I farted.
It's right up our alley.
Look at you standing there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just breathing this filthy air.
Breathing the filthy air. Wow. It's a great song.
That's phenomenal. Listen, this is like on the level of like the next Bohemian Rhapsody, I feel like.
If you didn't tell me what the lyrics were, I would have been just jamming out to that, thinking it was another song on my playlist.
It is an epic jam. It is. It's catchy. You're probably going to be putting it on repeat.
All right.
So you can see the official music video.
The official music video.
The official music video has arrived. All right. It's up at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Wednesday's devoted to love and the search for love and the discovery of people maybe that you didn't see before at Chuck E. Cheese or maybe at Zanzibar or something like that.
Well, you did see them, but you didn't take it that extra step to get their name or number.
That's when Craigslist misconnections come in.
That's why it's there.
That's why it's there, and that's why we're here to do our job to try to match these
people
up.
We're just the middleman.
Yeah.
We're passing the
Craigslist misconnections coming up here in about 10 minutes on 99.7 DJ. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com or smart speaker. Ask it to play 99.7 DJX. You can get us right there. You can get podcasts and all that stuff. See where Reese's releasing two new versions of their Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I'm here for all of it. What are they doing to it? What's
Reese's
different?
Lover's Cups.
Okay. What does that mean?
So one's going to have more peanut butter and the other has more chocolate. So
what, if you're a more of a team chocolate person, there's something for you. If you're more team peanut butter, there's something for you. That's
yeah. Perfect. I mean, I think they're kind of redundant though, you know, because the one with more peanut butter, isn't that like any of the Reese's eggs or pumpkins or Christmas trees that
probably
they release?
Sure.
That has more peanut butter and less
the
chocolate.
Fatter middle, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But these have like kind of a peanut butter top to them. You know, they look like the traditional Reese's cup, but it has a peanut butter top. Now the one with the more chocolate just has less of the actual filling
just
inside.
Just a little taste.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Well, if it's like pumpkin or Easter egg, are those only available during holidays? Because you want to have it year round.
Well, yeah, but I feel like that there's always one of those specialty eggs out, like leading up to a holiday. Like right now, there's the Easter eggs that are out, the Reese's sure eggs that are out. Uh-huh. Before that, it was the Christmas trees, yes, or the hearts. Before
what do
that,
they do in the summer, though?
Yeah.
Pumpkins.
They don't have them in the summer.
Let's get it going.
Listen, pumpkins. They don't have them that early.
Yeah.
That is not what they have. So I'm team chocolate, though.
All right.
Give me a little bit more chocolate. Just all right. A little bit.
And then M&M releasing a hazelnut spread chocolate candy.
Ooh.
So it's going to have a hazelnut spread center rather than like the milk chocolate center.
I feel like that's
kind of like a Nutella.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
A Nutella.
That makes
M&M
sense in my brain, but I think I'm still going to stick with the OG on that.
All right.
I think.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean,
hazelnut.
I go peanut M&M or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I need peanut M&M. Every now and then I'll do dark chocolate plain M&M
you
know, for the health, but that's
for the health.
You know, that's where I draw the line.
But I like the meatiness of the peanut.
Yeah, the peanut in your mouth.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's meaty.
Coming up next, it's when you find love and you just don't know how to act in the moment, so you write a little sonnet on Craigslist.
Sure, yeah.
It's things we like to whisper called Craigslist Missed Connections. And it's coming up next after God's Plan on 99.7 DJX. .7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Today, 65, clear. Tomorrow, 72. A little bit of clouds in the area. Ooh. But yeah, nice day shaping up tomorrow. It is 32 right now. Sometimes when you think you've found love, but you don't know how to actually talk to the person in the moment, you go to Craigslist, to the missed connection section.
You say that like that is so normal.
Yeah. Yeah, you write them a little love song.
Everybody does it.
Yeah.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist Connections.
Z-Bar Pinball, going to Zanzibar.
Okay.
You and some dude were playing the Pirates Machine.
Okay.
I was sloppy drunk trying to play Ghostbusters right next to you.
All right.
I do remember, though, I thought you was adorable, and that dude looked like a tool bag. Sorry if that's your brother or your cousin, spelled C-U-S-I-N.
Okay.
And sorry I puked a little. Ew. Every time you shouted in frustration at the pinball machine,
oh my God,
I smiled a bit.
Oh, jeez.
I lick your style.
I lick your style.
I think you meant like, I think you meant the title. I think you meant like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's where we're starting.
We hope these people find one another. Okay. Keep that in mind. It's Craigslist Missed Connections. To Chuck E. Cheese we go. Chuck E. Cheese chick, man for woman. We were at Chuck E. Cheese on Saturday at the same time. I noticed you early on having your way at the whack-a-mole. I can only assume you was taking out some frustrations from an ex on those poor unsuspecting robot moles.
They had no idea it was coming.
But then Mr. Chuck E. came out and you cut a rug something fierce before gut-checking a stocky little fella like WWE SmackDown style diving to get a shirt full of tickets.
Oh, my God. Wait, just shoving a little kid out of the way to get all the tickets on the board? Okay.
Passionate woman.
Wow.
That was pretty genius, using your shirt to stockpile. But I do admit I did see some of your lady lumps.
Oh, no. Oh, hey.
That was better than the pizza, and that pizza is tasty.
It is pretty good.
It's real good, too. Yeah.
The best part is that I never saw you with a kid. That was just your Saturday night, and I need that in my life. I'm going back next Saturday without my kid.
Uh-huh.
I'll be the one with the John Cena shirt on at the skee ball. All right. Wow.
She didn't even have a kid. She's hanging out. She's like, cheese on Saturday.
Hey, you know what? Chuck E. Cheese got decent pizza and whack-a-mole.
And bonus. Awesome prizes.
She's on that YOLO train.
There you go. Again, we hope these people find one another, whether that be at Zanzibar or Chuck E. Cheese.
They sound like they're meant to be.
It's Craigslist Missed Connection.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
That's a lot.
Coming up, it is, well, Lexington.
Lexington?
Lexington.
It's time for Lexington?
Lexington's making the show.
Lexington. Ah, keeping it in the bluegrass. Homegrown.
That's right. So congratulations, Lexington. You get to be on the show on the way here in just about 10 minutes on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Another name for you. Another word, winning word, coming up here at around 9. Chance for you to pick up $1,000 by the end of the day. Sherry picked up $1,000 yesterday.
She was super excited.
Absolutely.
She was first timer.
Yeah, she was a first timer.
Yes.
All she did was text one time. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Or not text, but enter in one time. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have better chances if you follow along every single hour.
Yes,
so,
like get a little notebook, write down all the words from every hour because you have an opportunity to enter those all day long.
Yep, all day long there on 99.7DJX up at WDJX.com. Coming up next, congrats, Lexington. They're warning you.
What's a warning out of Lexington?
Lexington is putting out a warning.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. So
good note.
We will dive into that next after Halsey on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Lexington is issuing a warning. Hide your furniture.
Oh, boy. Listen, here, I think I know why.
Here it comes.
Were the team as successful as the UK men's basketball team?
Yep, here it comes.
Okay.
It's not uncommon to see some massive celebrations.
Yes, massive celebrations.
This is a
nice
way to say, like, don't burn your couch.
Yeah, we go to the Lexington Chief of Police.
So we'll have extra officers out, beginning with the Sweet 16 game this weekend.
All right, so starting with the Sweet 16 game.
Extra.
And then as we go through the tournament, we'll be having a full deployment of assets.
Okay,
so full our police officers.
Through the tournament. Okay.
The city of Lexington is also doing their part. These flyers from code enforcement on homes along State Street.
All right, so if you live along State Street,
we're looking at you, State Street.
They've issued some flyers that basically say,
warn tenants that any furniture left outside could be a violation.
They're saying, listen, don't even put your furniture outside.
Don't tempt them, because they'll light that on fire.
Yeah.
The people who live on State Street tell me it's a bit of a hassle, but they understand the city's trying to keep couches from going up in flames.
Yes, they are.
You keep those couches in your living room where they belong.
Not on your front porch, not out in your yard.
Big Blue Nation, what are you doing?
Because they will get lit on fire.
It's lit.
It's not required, but if you live on the street, you're most definitely a UK fan.
Okay. Sorry. So we had to we had to interview someone who lives along State Street. And we're like, well, it's not required to be a cat fan.
It's not like a membership.
If you're living on the street and you're not, then you're kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, you're kind of crazy.
Wait. Did he say if you're not setting couches on fire, then you're crazy?
No, if you're not a cat fan and you're living on State Street, you're kind of crazy.
Yeah, no, you're it's an unofficial club.
Yeah, so Lexington full on issuing a warning.
Listen, don't be burning those couches.
No.
You go to the bar, you clap, you have some beers in celebration.
Let's leave the burning furniture and stuff to our Florida people.
Sure,
to my people. That sounds like something we like to do.
That is Florida-like behavior.
So, Lexington, there has been a warning issued. Keep your couches inside.
Don't put them on the curb to be burned in celebration.
Nine or die! We're going for nine! There you go. Lexington making the show. 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, School Supplies Authority.
Locations, Louisville and Easttown, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Well, we should probably get to another Louisville Loot winning word. Let's do it.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
Trinity.
Trinity. T-R-I-N-I-T-Y. I had to look at it. T-R-I-N-I-T-Y.
State basketball champs. Congrats. Yeah, Trinity there. T-R-I-N-I-T-Y. Trinity, that is the winning word. That could get you $1,000 by the end of the day.
If you've been connecting the dots all morning, you might have noticed we're throwing out school names today.
There you go.
The only reason I know that school is because that's where the teacher is going to be on The Bachelor.
Oh, that's right.
From. Yes. What's his name?
Brian.
Brian Bowles.
Trinity Brian going to be on The Bachelorette. Hashtag fun facts, but don't put that in the contest.
No, just Trinity's all we need.
That's all we need.
T-R-I-N-I-T-Y. Good luck. Louisville Loot with 99.7 EJX. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. RaiseFord.com. Healing through cuddling.
A Montgomery County men's group is looking to heal through the power of cuddling.
Who are they cuddling?
On its Meetup page, the men's therapeutic cuddle group says its goal is to provide a safe, structured, and platonic environment.
Ah, okay.
For men to experience acceptance, affirmation, and affection.
So are they just hugging each other, or are they inviting you to come on out and get a hug? I'm confused.
It's a Philadelphia men's group. I don't know.
Participants must shower before and remain fully clothed.
Okay. There are some criteria.
Criteria. One, you got to shower.
Okay.
Got to wash yourself.
Keep
those clothes on.
Uh-huh.
They specify this is strictly platonic, and they're accepting men of all backgrounds. But
okay.
Don't be all trying men. To get any smoochy. This is just cuddly.
Right.
They say men who are obese or have back or knee injuries may have trouble fully participating.
Oh, wow. You might have to be the outside spoon.
Probably. Probably the outside spoon requirement there.
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Maybe. I feel unincluded that it's only a men's group. Is there a women's hugging group?
I feel shut out a little.
Well, we've talked about like cuddle groups before, right?
No, if you're going to be offering up the cuddling, let's open it up for all people.
Hey, Kelly.
Can we?
Let's start one in Louisville.
I don't know if I have that kind of time. I'm not saying that part.
Kelly's like, I just want to be included, but I'm not ready to do it. I just want to know that it's there.
If I find a pocket of time.
I just want to know that it's there.
I want to run the group.
I'm starting.
I don't even want to go once. I just want to know it's there.
I'm like, I might find like an hour I can scoot out and go get a quick cuddle, but I'm just saying I just want the opportunity. I want to know the door's going to be open if I choose that.
I feel like we've talked about like cuddle groups that are run by
people
women.
That have decided that they're going to be professional cuddlers. Like you can pay me and I'll cuddle your cares away.
Right.
However, this is a little different. I feel like it's a little exclusive.
There you go. I'm just going to say it's a feel good because it's healing through cuddling.
We're going to put an asterisk on that.
It's healing.
It's not really healing though. It's not healing
cuddling.
Me.
Cuddling.
It makes you feel bad. I need a hug now.
I need a hug. It's DJX. When I was young. See. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I will have you know that for the past 5 minutes after we did our feel good story about the Cuddle Club, Kelly and I have been arguing off the air about said Cuddle Club and where the hand goes and then what the outside spoon does versus the inside spoon. Because Kelly's like, listen, it's all started because she was like, hey, I would run in for 15 minutes And I would lay there and I'd let them cuddle me, but only if they did a little rubby rub on the shoulders. And I'm like, listen, that's crossing the platonic line. And she's like, no, it's not.
It's therapeutic.
And then I'm like, well, that's super uncomfortable for the outside spoon if they're rubbing your shoulders while you're laying there.
Something to do. No,
no,
that's a job.
The outside spoon's job is to actually cuddle you. So the right hand goes over your body like that, and the left hand, there's a couple options for the left hand. Listen, Kelly, I've been outside spoon all my life. I've never been the inside spoon.
You feel unincluded?
No, but I'm saying that I've never been the outside spoon, so you don't understand.
No.
So I have the left hand. Okay. So as you're up, the right hand goes over, right? The left hand, there's a couple options. Either the left hand like folds in a right angle and up against and is wedged between our two bodies, or the left hand is kind of wedged underneath.
Stop. Can we just mention that while we were arguing, I was actually laying on the floor cuddling Cat, demonstrating what I meant.
I know. Our intern did get it on video, so...
I mean, she looked pretty good.
See,
with
you know what?
Thank you,
Jenna.
That's what I'm saying.
Jenna texted in and said, "Listen, there's no room for a massage when you're spooning."
But I was talking, and I demonstrated that it's possible.
I know it's possible,
nice.
But that's
did you
not
enjoy it.
I loved it.
Thank you.
Yes, but
I'm
that's
saying.
Not the point. The point is,
no,
it's
is,
supposed
though.
To be beneficial for both the outside spoon and
no,
the inside
that,
spoon.
No, it's not, sir. Because the
what do you mean? No, it's not.
The outside spoon is the worker bee. Okay, you're there providing the therapy of the cuddle.
No,
you're not,
the cuddle.
You're not
the therapy of the cuddle
the
is just
the
supposed
cuddle.
To be you there. Your warmth and your body supposed to be up on you.
If you're the outside spoon, I don't see the benefit. You are not being cuddled and loved back.
Well, that's what I'm saying is if you are a group offering the cuddles, then you're signing up for being the worker bee. You're the one that's providing the therapeutic comfort of the cuddle, and then the receivers of the cuddle walk in and get the services. See?
No, but I'm saying that if you're asking for a massage, that's crossing
saying,
the line.
Throw it in there. I'll spot you a fiver. Throw in a little extra scratch for that.
It made sense because she...
Thank you.
She kind of like T-Rex arms.
Yes, I had T-Rex arms.
They had to be small, right?
All the
because you don't
right
have
there,
a lot of room.
On the shoulders.
Yeah.
And then you
right
just
there.
go ham on the shoulders.
Try to lay on your side. And I'm just saying, try on your own to lay on your side and massage the small spoon in
saying,
front of you.
It would be
a
nice...
That's a difficult thing to do.
It's a nice touch. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I know it's a nice touch, but that's a different type of massage you're talking
it's
about.
It's a different type of... It's just relaxing the tensed up muscles that you get during this kind of show.
You don't get tense during this show. There's nothing to be tense about during this show. You don't get tense.
I was tense about the fact they weren't going to let me in the cuddle club.
Right.
Because I'm a girl.
I remember.
I was upset about that.
And
it was triggered.
It's in Philadelphia. It's not even in Louisville. If this were in Louisville, I'd be a little bit more triggered. It's in Philadelphia. When are you going to go to Philadelphia to go to this cuddle club?
I got the spring break's coming up. I don't know. I could plan a trip.
How would you feel then if there was a female cuddle club that me and Kelly started and you were not allowed to be included in?
I'd be fine with it. You know what?
You
live your life. If you are more relaxed, I am happy.
We kind of just unofficially started the DJ's Cuddle Club right now.
Kind of here in
the
studio.
We could invite your wife. We could invite friends, but you can't be included.
I'm just saying there should be an option for a little therapy massage.
I think that crosses the safe touch boundary.
I feel like it, on contrary, I feel like it gives the hand something.
Haven't you ever seen Pulp Fiction?
I did.
A foot massage is more than just a foot massage.
Well,
if you're giving a massage, I know you're not talking about me. I'm just saying if you're giving a massage to a person, that's a little bit different than just cuddling them, right?
Carly just texted, Ben be so against the shoulder massage if his cuddles came with massaging his tender nipples?
Well, I see there again. That, I feel like, is real.
I don't need
that's
a massage on the,
right there.
On the tender nipples. They're tender for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't need them to be cuddled at that point.
Yeah, that's probably.
I'm just saying, as a lifelong member of the Big Spoon Club, I don't have time to sit there, and I can't, and it's impractical for me to bring my arms up like a little T-Rex while we're so close together and massage
your
shoulders.
I need your wife to require that. Like, you need to do that, like, ASAP tonight. It's like,
I need you and your wife to switch roles and for her to try to be the big spoon.
Yeah, maybe you
deserve a little tenderness massage.
She's done it before, but I am the president of the club.
The president of the club, right.
Yeah,
feel more comfortable on the outside.
I've been the tender small spoon before.
Okay.
How did it feel? But,
yeah, it didn't feel like a man, obviously. Oh. It feels nice.
Yeah. It's just when she tries to do the wedge on the left hand on me, it just gets a little awkward.
Gotcha. All right.
See, because it's that left hand that you don't know what to do with.
Well, it's like,
where do you wedge it?
Where do you wedge it?
Where do you wedge it? I don't get it.
Is that a hashtag this morning? Hashtag, where do you wedge it?
I can't demonstrate on anybody in this room.
That's a handbook violation.
That's a handbook violation. 99.7 Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Get some text messages here. We were talking about
Cuddle Club. DJX Cuddle Club just launched.
Spooning.
Ben's the president.
First rule of Cuddle Club, you don't talk about Cuddle Club.
Carly writes, Ben needs to be spooned. He's salty. Poor Benny Boo Boo Bear. Okay.
Sounds like she's flirting with you.
Jenna says, they get the soothing feeling of being still and close to the little spoon, so there's no room for massage. Okay.
Well, again, if you watch the video, I've demonstrated that it is a wonderful addition to cuddle time.
Another text that says, you guys are awesome. Love you all. You make my mornings every single day. I'm in tears. Thanks.
We're in tears.
We are too. I'm literally.
And then finally, a text from a listener. Spooning turns into forking after a massage. That is true. That's why massage is more than just a massage sometimes. Sometimes it leads to forking. I don't even know what knifing is, but I don't know if we want to get there either.
That's too aggressive. That's too aggressive for cuddle time.
All right, so coming up, we do a setting the bar. We go to Australia, all right?
Oh, wow.
Congratulations, we're going on a trip.
Good day, mate.
Is that a British Australian accent? Okay, that's coming up here on 99.7 JX. 99.7 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Catch up on the show, anything you may have missed on our socials at Ben and Kelly Show, or you can always go to the podcast, WDJX.com, or ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX and get live radio. You can get our podcast there as well.
Look at that.
All right there. All right. Let's go to Australia.
Good eye, mate.
A little setting the bar. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without farting so badly you get sued, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, what just happened?
This is the story of David.
David? Is David the farter or the farty?
David is filing the lawsuit.
Okay, so he's the farty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Okay. he is suing his former boss, Greg.
Oh, Greg.
And their company for over $1.2 million because of the farting.
Wow, see, here's the thing. A hefty price tag.
Yeah, David said that he was being bullied, like, out of a job. Like, he was, they were bullying him by passing so much gas that he finally quit. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So he says that his Bob Greg, who he refers to as Mr. Stinky.
That's in the official report, they call him Mr. Stinky.
Was the biggest offender. And so what Mr. Stinky or Greg would do regularly was, quote, thrust his bum and fart in his direction.
Oh, wow. So he is like assault farting.
Apparently, like, he would do it 5 to 6 times a day. It was so bad that he had to spray deodorant at his boss.
What is he eating?
Now, listen, one of the courts that they already took this to said was like, dismissed it. It was like, no.
Nope, we're not looking at Mr. Stinky.
Yeah, this isn't, we're not taking this case.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But he appealed, and now a court of appeals is expected to decide the case this week.
Oh, they're mulling it over. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean,
dang.
Wow.
$1.2 million is a lot. Is it like per fart got a certain amount of money? If so, how many farts were shot
probably,
at him?
Is that punitive damages?
5 to 6 times a day, and who knows how long it happened. So
emotional distress?
Yeah. So guys, you know, as you make your way into work today, try to manage to make it through the day without dropping some wolf bait or crop dusting so badly that you get sued.
Wow.
Then you're doing okay.
Do you think Greg was like trying to blame it on somebody else? Mr. Sticky, that wasn't me.
I don't think it was. I don't think he was.
It sounded like it was on purpose.
He seems like the type that'd be like, crikey!
Ooh, that smell! Yeah. I, David! Smell, oh, yeah, it's British.
That's
again.
Still British. Sorry. All right, so David, there you go.
Smell this!
That is setting the bar, guys. Right. Have a good one.
Office sounds fun.
Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.